Turn to the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 1.
Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1.
Luke chapter 1. I'll begin with verse 5.
当犹太王希律的时候，亚比亚班里有一个祭司，名叫撒加利亚。
In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a certain priest named Zechariah of the division of Abijah.
他妻子是亚伦的后人，名叫以利沙伯。
And he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth.
他们二人在神面前都是义人，遵行主的一切诫命礼仪，没有可指责的。
And they were both righteous in the sight of God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and requirements of the Lord.
只是没有孩子，因为以利沙伯不生育，两个人又年纪老迈。
And they had no child because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both advanced in years.
撒加利亚按班次在神面前供祭司的职分。
Now it came about while he was performing his priestly service before God.
照祭司的规矩至谦，得进主殿烧香。
In the appointed order of his division, according to the custom of the priestly office, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense.
烧香的时候，众百姓在外面祷告。
And the whole multitude of the people were in prayer outside at the hour of the incense offering.
有主的使者站在香坛的右边向他显现。
And an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the altar of incense.
撒加利亚看见就惊慌害怕。
And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear gripped him.
天使对他说，撒加利亚不要害怕，因为你的祈祷已经被听见了。你的妻子以利沙伯要给你生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫约翰。
But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your petition has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John."
我们圣经就读这么多。
These are the verses for now.
我们特别注意第八节。
Let us pay attention to verse 8.
在神面前供祭司的职分。
While he was performing his priestly service before God.
供祭司的职分。
Priestly service before God.
今天晚上我们要交通的就是怎样在神面前供祭司的职分。
Tonight we want to share how before God we can perform our priestly service.
但是这不是旧约的祭司。
But this is not an Old Testament priest.
我们是说到我们怎样都是圣洁的祭司。
We are to say how we are a holy priesthood.
我们怎样是君尊的祭司。
How we are a royal priesthood.
那如果是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的祭司。
If we are a royal priesthood, we are a holy priesthood.
那我们在神面前怎样能供祭司的职分呢？
Then how can we perform the priestly service?
所以我们愿意把今天晚上这点时间交在主的手里。
So we want to commit this evening into the Lord's hands.
我们先有点简单的祷告。
Let us have a simple word of prayer.
主，我们无依无靠地再来到你的面前。
Lord, we want to come with you and depend totally on you.
我们感谢你对我们说话。
We thank you for speaking to us.
我们也听见了这些话。
And we have heard your words.
但是今天晚上，我们求你把那条可实行的道路指给我们看。
But Lord, we ask that you would point and direct our way.
但愿我们这一次所有来到你面前的人。
So that all of us who come before you.
就像当初的几个博士一样。
Just like those wise men.
我们见到你，我们就不再从原处回去。
When we meet you, we no longer will go back the same way.
但愿这一次的聚会是个特别的聚会。
May this meeting be a very special meeting.
但愿这一次聚会是我们一生很重要的转捩点。
And may this conference be a conference, be a turning point in our lives.
主啊，听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
但愿不只让我们听见。你在这个聚会里所要对我们说的话。
Not only enable us to hear the words that you want us to hear at this meeting.
但愿我们能起来跟随你。
But may we rise up and follow you.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
今天是这个特会最后的一个晚上。
This tonight is the last evening of the conference.
我想我不需要重复，大家都知道这次大会的主题。
I don't have to repeat the theme of the conference.
其实非常可能有的人到最后一堂还不知道我们这次主题是什么。
It actually could be possible that even now, some might not know what the theme of the conference is.
所以我再重复一遍。
So actually, I will repeat.
那就是灵祭、灵宫。
Spiritual house.
然后是圣洁的祭司。
Holy priesthood.
还有悦纳的灵祭。
And acceptable sacrifice.
那我们一再读过彼得前书第二章五节的圣经，我就不再重复了。
And we've read many times 1 Peter 2:5, so I won't read again.
我们说到圣洁的祭司。
When we speak of holy priesthood.
我们也说到君尊的祭司。
We've also mentioned royal priesthood.
我们也说到神的旨意乃是一个祭司的国度。
And we also mentioned that God's will is to have a kingdom of priests.
人人都是祭司。
Everyone is priest.
信徒人人皆祭司。
All believers are priests.
你看，这是圣经里很荣耀的真理。
This is a glorious truth in the Bible.
很可惜，因着教会历史的缘故。
But sadly, because of church history.
因着人失败的缘故。
Because man has failed.
这个真理慢慢就被失落了。
This truth has faded away.
大家不要忘记。
Don't forget.
在马丁路德被主兴起来的时候。
When Martin Luther was called by the Lord.
他不只给我们一本公开的圣经。
Not only did he give us an open Bible.
他也不只给我们看见因信称。
Not only did he show us justification by faith,
其实那个时候
but at that
time, 他就让我们看得很清楚
he showed us very clearly,
我们每一个人在神面前都是祭司
all of us are priests before God.
主的宝血买回来有多少人
the precious blood of our Lord has purchased so many
people. 就有多少个祭司在神里面
however many people he purchased, that is how many priests.
马丁路德一个梦
Martin Luther had a dream.
在他的这个一生，在他许多的著作和他的谈话里面，很明显的，他有一个梦。
In many of his works, in many of his talks, it was very obvious he had a dream.
教会经过了很长很长的黑暗时期。
The church went through a very dark age.
不止人不明白救恩。
Not only did people not understand salvation.
人根本就不明白。人人都是祭司的这个真理。
But people did not believe that everyone was a priest.
所以因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
当马丁路德起来为主做见证的时候。
When Martin Luther rose up to testify for the Lord.
他的确把这个荣耀的真理给了教会。
He indeed gave that glorious truth to the church.
但是很可惜。
But sadly.
许多时候人只知道这是真理。
Man only knows this as truth.
经过了一百年。
After 100 years.
自从马丁路德把这个亮光给弟兄给教会的时候。恢复起来以后
，Ever since Martin Luther shone again and revived this light to the church，
差不多有一百年的时间
，After 100 years，
你看见教会仍旧停留在明白真理的阶段
，The church only was waited and stopped at the dispensation of knowing the truth，
但是圣灵不能停止在这里
，But the Holy Spirit cannot stop there。
这个不是光是给我们欣赏、给我们听听真理而已
，It is not just for us to admire some good truth。
真理要实行的
，It has to happen。
而这个实行是需要代价的
，An action has to happen and there's a price to be paid。
感谢主
，Thank the Lord。
从马丁路德开始。
From the beginning of Martin Luther,
一直到今天
until today,
你看圣灵一再地提醒我们要回到那个荣耀的真理
The Holy Spirit keeps reminding us to return to the glorious truth.
虽然今天大部分的人好像离开了这一条的道路
Even though the majority of the people have left this way,
但是我们愿意靠主的恩典
But by the Lord's grace,
我们愿意回到神真理的根基上
We want to return to the beginning of God'sthe root of God's truth.
在这件事情上，神从来没有降低过他的标准。
On this matter, God never lowered his
standard.
靠
着主的恩典。
By the Lord's grace.
我们愿意回到神的旨意。
We want to return to God's grace.
那我想关于真理，我们昨天晚上已经大概的说过了。
And as to truth, we have already mentioned it last night.
那今天晚上，因为我们只有一个晚上。
Because we only have one last night.
所以我们希望能够从主的话里面
We hope that through the Lord's word.
到底我们怎样每一个人做祭司？
How can we all be priests?
如果我们是圣洁的祭司，
If we are a holy priesthood.
如果我们是君尊的祭司，
If we are a royal priesthood.
那么我们的基本的生活是什么？
What is our basic livelihood?
我们每天的生活是什么？
What is our basic life?
你如果仔细读旧约的祭司们，
If you carefully read the priesthood,
你好好把圣经旧约里面关于祭司的种种你把它读过。
If you read everything pertaining in the Old Testament to the priest,
你要问祭司的生活是个什么样的生活？
You have to ask, what is the life of a priest?
这是非常重要的一件事。
It is very important.
到底他们是怎么过日子的？
How do they live their lives?
那圣经是用他们来做一些图画。
And the Bible uses them as a picture.
那不要忘记，那个不过是影子。
But it is but a shadow.
神的目的不是光告诉我们一些故事。
God's purpose is not just to tell a story.
神的目的不光是为我们画了一些图画。
God's purpose is not just to paint a couple pictures.
我们都好像幼稚园里的小朋友一样。
We are just like those in kindergarten.
我们都很迟慢，我们都很慢，我们都很 slow， 我们没有那么聪明。
We are very slow. We are not that smart.
所以我们需要神把那些图画先画给我们看。
So we need God to paint those pictures for us.
你看见那个图画了，现在你就认得那个字了。
And when we see those pictures, we recognize the words.
小朋友们，你要告诉他鸟是怎么回事。
The little child, if you were to teach them what is a bird,
你就让他看 Sesame Street.
You just ask, let them see Sesame Street.
你看见那里有个 Big Bird.
There is a Big Bird there.
那么他一看见 Big Bird, 你就知道这个叫做 Big Bird.
They know when they see Big Bird, they say, wow, this is a Big Bird.
整本的旧约就是图画。
The Old Testament is a picture.
新约呢，乃是把那个真理表明出来。
And the New Testament is to show forth the truth.
过请大家记得。
But let us remember.
真理是在新约，真理特别是在明显的真理是在圣经新约里面。
The very clear truth is in the New Testament.
当然旧约也满了真理。
But of course there is truth in the Old Testament.
可是在新约是很明显很明显，关于福音的真理非常清楚是在新约里面。
But in the New Testament, the truth of the gospel is very, very clear.
所有圣经里面所讲那些实体，旧约是影儿，现在是实体 ，reality。
The actual in the Old Testament, what is mentioned in the Old Testament is now reality in the New Testament.
所以 reality 在这个实际在新约里面是讲得很清楚很清楚。
The reality in the New Testament is very clear.
那么新约里面已经把我们怎样做祭司很清楚告诉我们。
And the New Testament shows us very clear how we are to be priests.
不过为着帮助弟兄姊妹们，
But to help brothers and sisters.
现在我们借用旧约的图画。
We are going to borrow the picture of the Old Testament.
我们要用旧约的祭司来做一个比方。
So we will use the Old Testament priest as an example.
来帮助我们明白我们怎样天天做祭司。
To help us understand how we are daily to be priests.
我们怎么可能每个人都是祭司？
How are we all priests?
那个答案是在新约里面很清楚的。
The answer is in the New Testament very clear.
而且是新约27卷里面很多很多的地方。
And you find it in many places in the 27 books in the New Testament.
但是我们只有一个晚上。
But we only have one evening.
我们只有一个半钟头。
We only have an hour and a half.
所以我们试着把旧约里面的一个图画把它拿过来，借过来。
We want to borrow a picture in the Old Testament.
现在我们试着把新约里面的真理把它发表出来。
So that we can manifest the truth of the New Testament.
所以你注意的不是那个图画。
So you don't pay attention to the picture.
那个图画是帮助你明白的。
The picture is to help you understand.
但是关于祭司的种种，通通是在新约里面的。
But everything according to the priest is found in the New Testament.
我想这一点我先要说明清楚的。
I want to explain this first.
那么现在我们要问，
so now we ask,
到底我们今天做祭司，
Today, we as priests,
是怎样做祭司？
How are we to be priests?
当然在旧约，祭司们在圣殿里面做祭司。
In the Old Testament, the priests were priests in the temple.
我们已经说过了。
We already mentioned.
当以色列人到了女院，
When the people, children of Israel were in the women's court,
他们可以说我们是神家里的人。
They could say we are the household of God.
对他们来讲，圣殿是一个房子。
For them, the temple was but a building.
这里代表神的同在。
Here represents God's presence.
现在他比所有的人都靠近神。
They are the closest to God.
他们要说我们真好。
They say this is very good.
我们是神家里的人。
Because we are the household of God.
那这是一幅图画。
That is a picture.
根据新约的圣经，
According to the New
Testament, 保罗很清楚告诉我们，
Paul very clearly showed
me, 你们就是神的殿。
You are God's temple.
当神的儿女们聚在一起的时候，
When the children of God gather together,
你看见教会就是神的殿。
You see, the church is God's temple.
然后保罗说，神的殿就是你们。
And Paul said, God's temple is you.
所以我想非常非常清楚的。
So it's very clear.
当我们要做祭司的时候，
When we are to be priests,
旧约怎样在圣殿里面做祭司？
How the Old Testament, the priests were in the temple.
那当然我们今天是在神的家中来做祭司。
And that is how we are to be priests in God's house today.
因为我们都是神家里面的人。
Because we are all of God's household.
我们不再是外人了。
No longer strangers.
现在神的同在不是在隔壁。
No, God's presence is just not next door.
神的同在就在我们的脚前。
His presence is before our feet.
所以每次我们来到神的脚前。
So every time we come before the feet of our Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到神的同在面前。
We come before His presence.
什么叫祭司呢？
What is a priest?
祭司有一个特点。
Priest has a characteristic.
最高的愿望。
The greatest desire and hope he wants.
就是能来到至圣所。
Is to come to the holy of holies.
来到至圣所怎么什么意思呢？
What does it mean to come to the Holy of Holies?
大卫说的非常的形容的非常的美丽。
David described it beautifully.
大卫怎么说呢？
What did David say?
他说我们乃是来到你的脚凳前下拜。
He said we come to worship you at your footstool.
这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
你来到圣殿为什么说是来到神的脚前，为什么来到脚凳前下拜呢？
If you come to the temple, how do you come to the footstool to worship?
因为你来到圣殿，
Because you are at the temple.
你会发现圣殿有一个中心。
At the temple there is a center.
圣殿有个灵魂。
That center there is a soul.
圣殿的灵魂和圣殿中心就是至圣所里面的约柜。
And at that center is the ark in the Holy of Holies.
所以约柜在圣经里面是预表基督的。
So the ark represents Christ.
它可以说是整个圣殿的灵魂和它的中心。
It is its soul, it is its center of the whole temple.
但不止如此。
But not only that.
为什么把大卫说我们来到你的脚凳前下拜呢？
Why did David say I'm going to come to worship you at your footstool?
因为在旧约里面，
Because in the Old Testament,
圣经用约柜来说它是神的脚凳。
The Bible uses the ark to show that it is the footstool of God.
你如果来到约柜的面前，
If you come before the ark,
你看见圣灵提醒我们说我们已经来到了神的脚凳面前。
The Holy Spirit reminds us that we have come to His footstool.
那是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
你我来到了主的脚前。
You and I are at the feet of God.
这就是玛利亚的故事。
This is the story of Mary.
玛利亚坐在主的脚前听主的话。
Mary sat at the feet of our Lord, listening to His word.
这是什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
这就是告诉我们说，我们来到了神的脚前。
It means we have arrived before His feet.
神的宝座在天上。
God's throne is in heaven.
神的同宝座在哪里，他的同在就在哪。
Wherever His throne is, that is where His presence is.
但是感谢主。
But thankfully,
你看见旧约的时候，
In the Old Testament,
或者是会幕，或者是圣殿，
Whether the tabernacle or the temple,
神仍旧是坐在宝座上。
God still sits on the
throne. 这是毫无疑问的。
No question about it.
坐在荣耀的宝座上。
Seated on the glorious throne.
不过他要把他同在一直延伸到地上。
But He wants to extend His presence all the way down.
所以你看见神把他的脚一直从天上伸到地上来。
So He extends His feet all the way down to earth.
弟兄姊妹，现在你看见吗？
Do you
神的同在借着他的脚一直延伸到地上来。
God's presence through His feet are extended all the way down to earth.
那么在什么地方神要放他的脚呢？
Where is He going to rest His feet?
神用约柜做他的脚凳。
God uses the ark as His footstool.
所以你来到至圣所就是来到神的面前。
So when you come to the Holy of Holies, it means you come to His presence.
我们说亲近神乃是指着我们来到约柜的面前。
To draw nigh to God means we come before the ark.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
现在我们明白，
Now we understand.
就在那里神与我们相会。
There God meets us.
就在那里神和我们说话。
It is there that God speaks to us.
所以弟兄姊妹，
So brothers,
你看见这是所有祭司最高的境界，就是他们能来到至圣所，来到神的脚前下拜。
It is the greatest part of the priest's life where they can come and worship at God's feet.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
是祭司生活最基本，也是他的开始。
This is the most basic part of the priest's life. It is also its beginning.
我们每次想到祭司，我们想到侍奉，想到忙碌。
Every time we think of a priest, we think of service, we think of business.
祭司是很忙碌的。
You say priests are always busy.
你看见在那个圣殿山上，不知道要有多少的祭司来服侍他才可以。
On the Temple Mount, there are so many priests to serve him.
你知道现在以色列人他们预备建造第三个圣殿。
Now you know the people of Israel want to build a third temple.
那些remnant 那些等候主弥赛亚回来的人
and the remnants
他们准备好那么如果可能的话希望能够在摩利亚山上把圣殿重建起来
and they want to rebuild the temple of Mount Moriah
但是就着目前的情形几乎是不可能
but according to present conditions it's impossible
但是全世界有一帮傻瓜
But there are in the whole world there are some foolish ones.
他们明明是觉得是不可能的。
They know that it's impossible.
但是他们随时准备好。
But they're always ready.
他们有一点像大卫一样。
They're kind of like David.
如果我不能建造圣殿的话，我起码可以预备材料的。
If I cannot build the temple, at least I can prepare the material.
所以我们知道说现在已经有的人在那里预备了。
So now we know that there's a group of people ready.
所以有一个学校叫做祭司学校。
Now there's a school called the priest school.
大概是八年。才个毕业，大概是八年才毕业。
And you can only graduate there after 8 years.
那么这个在最知识学校里面只做一件事，就教你怎么做祭司。
And in the preschool, it teaches you how to be a priest.
所以啊，他们八年所学的，今天晚上我们一个半钟头就把它解决掉。
So what they have learned in 8 years, we're going to learn tonight in an hour and a half.
那弟兄姊妹，这个就是如果你要做旧约的祭司的。
And that is if you want to be an Old Testament.
你要有好几年的时间，你把祭司把它学会的。
And throughout many years, you learn how to be an Old Testament priest.
你知道这是全世界最傻的一帮年轻人。
These are the youngest, the most foolish youngest people in the world.
许多时候我很受感动，弟兄姊妹。
Many times I am touched.
今天为什么许多年轻人喜欢读电脑呢？
Why do many young people like to study computer science today?
因为你四年以后，你马上就可以找到事情。
Because after 4 years, you can find a job.
你这四年很辛苦，不错。
Yes, you suffer for 4 years.
四年以后你就快乐了。
But after 4 years, you rejoice.
然后你看你许多的美钞就慢慢就滚进来了。
And then you see many dollars coming in.
所以难怪说。所有年轻人，你钻着脑子也要去读电脑。
So many young people love to study computer science.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and
sisters, 这些人要做祭司。
These people want to be priests.
那如果祭司的话，圣殿一定要重建才可以。
If they want to be priests, the temple has to be rebuilt.
你每次把窗户打开，看看摩利亚山的情形，你要叹一口气是不可能的。
If every time you open up your window, look at Mount Moriah, you have to sigh and say it's impossible.
那么好了，你真的读完了祭司以后，
After you study to become a priest,
什么时候你毕业就什么时候失业。
When you graduate, that's when you lose your job.
弟兄姊妹，你看见世界有这样傻的人吗？
Do you see some people as foolish as that?
但是你不要忘记。
But don't forget.
你记得，根据圣经里面的预言，很清楚，很清楚的。
According to the prophecy in the Bible, very clear.
在主回来以前。
Before the Lord returns.
你的确就会看见有一般人，他们是就是这样子。
Yes, you will see a group of people like this.
他们的亮光没有我，他们没有新约圣经。
They don't have the New Testament.
他们不明白。
They don't understand.
但是在他们有限的亮光里面。
But in their limited light,
他们要讨神的喜悦。
They want to please God.
他们要等候弥赛亚回来。
They want to wait for the Messiah.
那弟兄姊妹，
so brothers,
那么不光他们准备好了祭司，他们祭司要准备好的。
Not only are they prepared to be priests.
他们真是做，他们真是很多的功夫。
They really spend a lot of labor.
他们其实已经把所有在以色列全地的祭司的名字已经都送到电脑里面去。
They actually have already right now put into a database all the names of the priests in Israel.
你怎么知道谁是亚伦一家？
How do you know who are the household of Aaron?
那大概1999年的开始。
Beginning from 1999.
你可以用 DNA 来测验的。
You can actually find out through DNA.
你知道在南非有一个族叫 Lamba 族，都是黑人的。
You know in South Africa there is a group of people.
结果用 DNA 检验的结果。
And they actually use DNA.
他们不光是以色列人。
And not only did they find out that they were from Israel.
而且他们有的人是亚伦一家的人。
Some of them from the household of Aaron.
这件事情实在是稀奇的很。
This is very amazing.
但是我们知道有的人他们已经准备好了。
But we know that some people are ready.
通通输到电脑里面。
It's all computerized.
他说如果弥赛亚回来的话。
If the Messiah were to return.
他说他第一个要到弥赛亚面前去报告。
The first thing they're going to do is report before the Messiah.
他说 说你回来了，现在当然，那么当然 就有些祭司要侍奉了。
Now that you're back, you need priests to serve you.
那么说，所有祭司的名字都在这里。
So now we have all the names of all the priests in Israel.
他说，这个就是所有祭司的 database.
This is the database of all the priests.
那么通通在这里了。
It is all here.
弟兄姊妹，你看有人在那里准备。
Brothers and sisters, you see many
are. 明明是不可能的。
It's impossible.
从人来看，几乎是不可能的。
In man's eyes, it's impossible.
但是你看见吗？他们在那里做。
But now they're doing this.
那现在他们要问。
Now they ask.
如果第三个圣殿真的开始在那操作工作的话
，If the third temple were to be start operating,
那么需要多少的祭司呢
？How many priests do you need?
28,000个祭司。
You need 28,000 priests.
4,000个利未人。
4,000 Levites.
我们的想法应该利未人比祭司要多得多的。
Our thought is you have to have more Levites than priests, right?
我们普通的观念呢
？In our concept,
在教会里面有两班人。
In the church, there are two groups of people.
站讲台的
，those who stand at the pulpit,
或者摸属灵事情的，他们是祭司。
Or those who touch spiritual things, they are priests.
那些打杂的做零碎事情是利未人。
But those who work and do the menial tasks are but Levites.
所以教会里面当然打杂的人比较多了。
So many people do menial tasks in the church.
所以我们想说，大概就是利未人要多一点。
So we think that there should be more Levites.
但是很稀奇，弟兄姊妹。
But it is amazing.
你如果知道圣殿里面的那个侍奉。
If you know the service within the temple,
你看见说不是四千人，乃是28,000。
It's not 4,000, it's 28,000.
换一句话说
，In other words,
是每一个人都要把肩膀摆进来的。
Everyone has to shoulder the weight.
你知道教会的服事
，The service in the church,
没有一个人能担当得起。
There's not just one person cannot hold the load.
你不相信，你试着包办试试看。
Believe it. If you don't believe it, try it.
你试试看，你把教会的责任都放在你的肩膀上。
Try to bear all the responsibility of the church on your shoulders.
迟早一天，教会越大，你越被压垮。
Sooner or later, if the church grows, you will be squashed.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你不回到圣经的话
，So if you don't return to the Bible,
你可以有一个所谓的 mega church.
You can have a mega church.
结果你看见整个的身体只有一个两个肢体动的。
But then the whole body, there's only but one or two members working.
你再能干，你实在很能干。
You are very capable.
但是弟兄姊妹，你最多不过是基督身体的一个肢体。
But the most you are is the little member.
这个几乎是办不到的事。
You can't do that.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brother,
每一个肩膀都要摆进来。
Every shoulder has to weigh in.
不能只有一个祭司。
You cannot just have one.
不能只有两个祭司。
You cannot just have two priests.
三个祭司也不行。
You can have three.
最少28,000个祭司。
You need at least 28,000.
每一个人都必须。
Everyone needs to be a priest.
弟兄姊妹
brothers,
教会什么时候复兴
When does the church revive?
当每一个祭司的肩膀都摆进来的时候
It is when every priest puts their shoulder in.
你可以指望有的人很能干
You can say some are very capable.
很有组织的能力
They have able to organize.
他最多不过是一个祭司
But at the most, they are just one priest.
你太小看圣殿了弟兄姊妹
You have despised the temple.
你如果知道这个圣殿上面有多少的服事
If you see how much service there is on the temple.
你如果知道教会基督圣里面有多少的服事
If you see how much service there is required in the church.
你看见说每个人都需要摆进来的
You see that everyone has to participate.
这是教会复兴唯一的道路
This is the only way for the revival of the church.
你说我不相信
You say I don't believe it.
你说我不照着神的话来做
You say I'm not going to do this according to God's word.I'm very capable.
今天在美国好多地方就是说 mega church.
And many places in the United States you have mega churches.
你可以做弟兄姊妹。
You can do this.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the.
如果这真的是神的教会的话。
If this is indeed the church of God.
如果是个 society 是另外一件事。
If it is a society, it's a different story.
如果是 club 俱乐部是另外一件事。
If it's a social club, it's a different story.
如果是神的教会。
But it is the church of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
没有一个人是够的。
Not you. One person is not
enough. 没有一个人是行的。
Not one person is.
所以你读圣经的时候很清楚很清楚
的 It is very clear.
你看见今天基督要建造他的教会
Christ wants to build his church.
要建造灵宫
He has built a spiritual house.
弟兄姊妹 Brothers, 如果灵宫建造起来了
If the spiritual house is built up,
如果没有祭司在那里侍奉
If there are no priests to serve,
那殿还是空的你看见吗
Then it is all empty.
所以一面感谢主我们是圣殿一同被建造成为灵宫
So thank the Lord that we are his temple, we are built up into
his spiritual house. 但是另一方面我们也是圣洁的祭司
But we are also a holy priesthood.
所以感谢主，你看见吗？每一个人都要 过一种的生活。
Everyone has to live this life.
都要过一个祭司最基本的生活。
Must live a very basic priestly life.
那么现在我说，我们要来借一些图画从旧约里。
So we mentioned we're going to borrow some pictures of the Old Testament.
我在想
，I was thinking，
这个当我们读路加福音的时候
，When we read Luke。
那么你看，很明显，路加给我们看见撒加利亚的故事。
It's very clear. It tells us the story of Zechariah.
而且告诉我们说，他在神面前供祭司的职分。
And it shows us that he was performing his priestly service.
那么你看见这里面有好多的工作。
Here you see there are many works here.
结果撒加利亚他得到一个工作。
And Zechariah was able to do one.
这个工作是每一个祭司做梦都希望能做到的。
And this service was a service that all the priests dreamt one day of doing.
在旧约的大祭司是最尊荣的。
In the Old Testament, the most royal is the high priest.
但是其他的祭司呢？
But what about the other priests?
那如果他希望他一生能做一件最荣耀的事，
one of the most glorious things that they can do in their life.
那就是希望他希望一生有一次他能来到神面前烧香。
Is that one time in their life they can come before God to burn incense?
那么这么多祭司怎么办呢？
You have so many priests.
所以他们需要抽签的。
So to do that, you have to draw lots.
所以圣经告诉我们说，照着祭司的规矩就掷签，然后呢，哎，结果他抽到了。
So it says, according to the custom of the priestly office, he was chosen by lot.
那么根据旧约，每一个祭司只能一次，一生只能一次到。神面前去烧香。
According to the Old Testament, in the life of a priest, you can only go once at the most to burn incense before God.
那弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
很有意思。
It's very interesting.
当这里说到掷签的时候
，when it says here the drawing of lots，
原来就是我们所知道的。
According to what we understand，
其实祭司每天的生活里面。
The daily life of a priest.
从他天还没有亮
before daybreak.
你看他们就在那抽签了
They are there drawing lots.
他们一天要抽四次的签
Four times they have a lottery.
第一次抽签的时候天没有亮
The first time they draw lots, it's still dark.
第二次还没有亮，但是快亮了。
Second time they draw lots, it's almost going to be daybreak.
到了第三次抽签的时候
，at the third time they draw，
那就是撒加利亚抽签的时候。
That is the time that Zechariah drew his lot.
这是一天里面四个签里面的第三个签。
This drawing of lots was the third lottery of the day.
所以撒加利亚在那里烧香。
So when Zechariah here was burning incense,
乃是当他每天来到神面前尽职供祭司的职分的时候。
It is when he every day was performing his priestly service.
你看，这是许多工作里面的一个工作。
This is one of many services.
许多生活里面的一个基本的生活。
It is a very basic life.
那现在我们要问
We need to understand,
根据旧约里面的记载
According to the account in the Old Testament,
当然我们再加上一些历史的帮助
of course we are helped by historical
我们要问一个问题
we have to ask a question.
如果撒加利亚写日记的话
If Zechariah was to write his diary,
那么他的日记是怎么记载他一天做了哪些事情
How would his diary look? What did he do every day?
而且是每天的你看见
And it is a daily thing.
你如果仔细去看祭司的工作祭司
If you were to see the life of a priest carefully,
他不是一个年过一次。
He doesn't live it annually.
你看见圣殿里面是天天的生活。
In the temple, it's a daily life.
所以祭司不是一个礼拜做一次。
The priest, you don't do it every week.
也不是一年做一次。
You're not a priest annually.
我小的时候一年做一次，就是到圣诞节的到礼拜堂去拿礼物去。
When I was young, I would go and go to the church on the Christmas to get the gift annually.
有的人一辈子做一次。
And many people, they are Christians once in their whole life.
他结婚的时候到礼拜堂一次，后来再也不见了。
They go to the church when they are married, and then they disappear.
那么好一点是一个礼拜一次。
And a little better, maybe it's weekly.
但是弟兄姊妹
brother and sister,
请你准备好了。
Prepare.
如果你要做圣洁的祭司
If you are to be a holy priest,
如果你要做君尊的祭司
If you are to be a royal priesthood,
那个生活是天天的生活。
That life is a daily life.
撒加利亚有日记要写，我们也有日记要写。
Zechariah has a diary to write. We also have a diary to write.
你不要抓我的话，我是用形容词给大家看。
I'm just using this as an explanation.
当然，撒加利亚是不写日记的。
Of course, Zechariah doesn't have a diary.
但是，我是形容给弟兄们看。
But I'm just describing for
brothers. 如果撒加利亚写日记的话
If Zechariah were to have a diary,
几乎天天很多事情都是一样的。
daily his actions would be very subtle.
当今天这个人牵牛，那个人牵羊，这个人有这个问，这个需要这个祭，那个那是另外，那是很多花样的。
There are many different things that happen, carrying the animals or doing these.
但是每天有个基本的生活。
But there is a basic life that happens.
你看见所有的祭司，他们几乎都背得过来的。
And all these priests can memorize.
所以这是为什么我们说，如果你要找撒加利亚的日记的话。
So if you were to look at Zechariah's diary,
你大概能够知道大概里面是怎么一回事。
You can see what happened.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
我们进就来，我们试着从旧约里面
，Let us try to use the Old Testament.
从祭司的日记里面来看，到底我们做圣洁的祭司那些基本的生活是什么。
So that through a priest's diary, how we can have a basic life of a priest.
我们每天怎样做圣洁的祭司
？How do we daily are we priests?
我们怎样做君尊的祭司
？How are we a royal priesthood?
到底有哪些不可以缺少的生活
？What are things that we cannot live without?
弟兄姊妹，我们必须要有这个生活才可以。
We have to live this life.
所以那个图画在哪里呢
？Where is this picture?
那个图画是在圣经里面，在旧约里面。
This picture is found in the Old Testament.
我们一同来看一段圣经
Let us turn to the Old
Testament. 那就是利未记
Leviticus
第六章
Leviticus 6
第八节
Verse 8.
耶和华晓谕摩西说你要吩咐亚伦和他子孙说燔祭的条例乃是这样
Then the Lord spoke to Moses saying Command Aaron and his sons saying This is the law for the burnt offering
燔祭要放在坛的台上从晚上到天亮坛上的火要常常烧着
The burnt offering itself shall remain on the hearth on the altar all night until the morningAnd the fire on the altar is to be kept burning on it.
那么天亮的时候，第十节告诉我们。
And at daybreak, verse 10 shows us.
祭司要穿上细麻布衣服，又把细麻布裤子穿在身上，把坛上所烧的燔祭灰收起来，倒在坛的旁边。
And the priest is to put on his linen robe, and he shall put on undergarments next to his flesh. And he shall take up the ashes to which the fire reduces the burnt offering on the altar, and place them beside the altar.
这是每天四个签里面的第一个签。
This is the first lottery of the day.
所有的祭司每天第一个工作。
The first service that they have.
就是把坛上所烧的燔祭灰收起来倒在坛的旁边。
It's to take up the ashes of the fire and place them beside the altar.
那不止如此，第十二节。
Not only that, verse 12.
祭司每日早晨在上面烧柴，并把燔祭摆在坛的上面。
The priest shall burn wood on it every morning, and he shall lay out the burnt offering on it.
所以你看见吗？一大早，祭司就开始生活了。
At the very early morning, the life of a priest begins.
每天都是这样。
Every day it's like
this. 很稀奇的一件事。
It's very amazing.
这是神对祭司的旨意。
This is God's will for a priest.
那这是非常非常清楚的。
It is very clear.
给我们看见说，祭司的生活从天没有亮就开始。
The life of a priest begins before daybreak.
不止如此。
Not only that.
我们来看诗篇一百三十四篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 134.
一百三十四篇
Psalm 134
我读给弟兄们听第一节
I will read for brothers and sisters
耶和华的仆人夜间站在耶和华殿中你们当称颂耶和华
Behold, bless the Lord, all servants of the Lord who serve by night in the house of the Lord
你们当向圣所举手称颂耶和华
Lift up your hands to the sanctuary and bless the Lord
愿造天地的耶和华从锡安赐福给你们
May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made heaven and earth.
我们知道这是上行诗里面最后一首。
We know that this is the last one of the Song of Ascents.
这告诉我们说以色列人每年到耶路撒冷去过节。
It shows us that every year as they go to Jerusalem for the feast.
到了134篇已经到了圣殿了。
At Psalm 134, they've arrived at the temple.
不过这个时候呢他们要回去了。
But now they are to return.
他们明年再来。
They're going to come back next year.
但是现在他们要说再见了。
But now they're going to say goodbye.
那么等到他们要回家以前。
Before they are to return home.
因为他们在那里过节他们舍不得神的殿
because they don't want to leave God's temple
他们可以白天就走的
they could have left early in the morning
他们就等到晚祭完了以后
but they wait until the last minute at the very end
然后呢他们就要走了
at the evening sacrifice that's when
他们要走了
they have to leave
结果他们发现很多的祭司仍旧在圣殿里面
but they notice that there's still many priests still there
他们走了有的人还不走呢
they have left but others have not
原来等到圣殿晚祭完了关门了以后、关门了以后
after the evening sacrifice and the gates are closed
结果你看见说、啊、这一班神的仆人仍旧在夜间站着的
there are God's people still here standing watch at night
所以这些依依不舍的这些以色列人就和他们说再见
these people of Israel say goodbye to them even though they want to leave
所以就对他们唱
and they sing to them
耶和华的仆人
say the people of God
你、不耶和华的仆人
The servants of the Lord.
你看见这些人是耶和华的仆人，你是祭司神耶和华的仆人。
These are all servants of the Lord.
夜间站在耶和华殿中的。
Who serve by night in the house of the Lord.
然后勉励他们。
And then they encourage them.
你们应当称颂耶和华。
You are to bless the Lord.
你们当向圣所举手称颂耶和华。
You are to lift up your hands to the sanctuary.
那么这个时候，这些祭司们他们也唱回去，唱给那些。群众听
and the priests sing it back to the multitude.
所以他们就唱说愿照天地的耶和华从锡安赐福给你们
and they sing may the Lord bless you from Zion who made heaven and earth.
你看圣心诗到这里就结束了
and then the song of ascents end here.
这个就告诉我们什么
what does this tell us?
告诉我们说即使天没有亮就已经过生活了。
It tells us that even before daybreak, the priests are living their life.
但是到了晚上，很多人回家了。
But at the very night, many people are going back.
你看见他们仍旧站在殿中。
Yet they are still within the temple.
所以这个时候他们需要鼓励的。
Now they need encouragement.
你们当称颂耶和华。
You need to bless the Lord.
结果他们也鼓励别那些群众。
And they also encourage the multitude.
愿照天地的耶和华从锡安
May he who made heaven and earth, may the Lord bless you from Zion.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在很清楚的。
Now it's very clear.
做一个祭司
，to be a priest.
他的生活是从天没有亮一直到天黑。
His life begins from before daybreak to the very end of the night.
所以这是一个很清楚、很清楚的图画。
It is a very clear picture.
那现在我们要问
，Now we understand.
从天没有亮一直到天黑
，before daybreak to dusk.
那根据旧约里面的记载。
According to the Old Testament account,
那么到底祭司怎么过了那么一天
？How does that priest live that life that day?
撒加利亚到了第三天，他果然祷告，烧香祷告了。
Zechariah, when he reached the third lottery, he was chosen to burn incense.
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
但是问题，这只是他生活里面的一部分。
But this is just a portion of his daily life.
他那天不光烧香的。
That day he not only burned incense.
他一大早就起来的。
Early in the morning he rose.
而且在前一天的晚上。
And the previous night.
他就已经在圣殿里面守更了。
He was already watching in the temple.
从太阳下山到太阳下山。
From the and when the sun descended to when the sun descended
again. 他看见太阳下去了。
He saw the sun going down.
也看见太阳升起来。
He also saw the sun rise up.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
你看这些祭司们就是这样在神的殿中的。
These priests were thus within the temple.
但这只是图画。
But this is just a picture.
这只是影子。
This is just a shadow.
到底那个实体是什么？
What is the reality?
所以我们要。从他这个他们的日记里面，让我们来明白到底我们基本的生活是什么。
So through their diaries, we want to understand what the basic life is.
就着我们综合所有的印象。
As far as the impression that we get.
那从刚才利未记第六章那里所给我们看到的。
What we see in Leviticus 6.
那很清楚，我们很清楚一大早的时候。
We see that in a very bright early morning.
你会发现，最早最早，就在前天还没有亮的时候。
Before daybreak.
那祭司们已经来到圣殿里。
The priests have already arrived at the temple.
那么他们先是洁净他们自己。
They need to cleanse themselves first.
然后最后就到了他们抽签的时候。
And then they get to go and draw lots.
那么抽签的时候，如果有20个人的话。
And in the lottery, if you have 20.
这个给签的人呢，他抓一个 number， 抓一个数目，也许是168。
And the overseer of the lottery will draw a number, let's say 168.
然后现在1、2、3、4点名点下去。
And they number it one by one.
如果20个人以后回过头是21、22一直在那点。
If there's 20 people, then they count again.
那么谁如果点到168？
Whoever is the 168th person.
好，那这个就是神看中他了。
Then God has chosen.
他就得着那个签了。
He has drawn that lot.
所以谁得着那个签
？So whoever draws that lot.
他觉得真的荣耀啊。
He feels it's very glorious.
所以他巴不得他能做这样的事。
So he wants to do the service.
这么多祭司里面
，Among all these priests.
第一个工作
，The first job.
那个工作什么工作
？What is that first job?
就是刚才所说的。
It's what we mentioned.
就是你到圣殿里面，到了这个祭坛上面，然后你把那个这个灰呢倒在祭坛旁。
You are to place the ashes beside the altar.
不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这是每一个祭司每天生活的开始。
This is the beginning of each and every priest.
这是每一个祭司做梦都希望能做到的。
And this is what every priest dreams of doing.
所以如果有一个祭司抽到那个签了。
So if one priest is draws the lot.
哦，他实在是高兴的不得了。
He is so happy.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？但是别的人和他一起欢喜
and others rejoice with him.
有别的人要需要来帮助他才可以
others need to help him.
所以现在他们怎么做呢
Now, what do they do now?
所以他们那个时候就分成两队
At that time, they're split into two,
那个时候天还没有亮的
At that time, it's still before daybreak.
所以有一队呢是往东边走再往北边走
So one group goes eastward and then northward.
不要忘记这是圣殿山
Don't forget, this is the Temple Mount.
那不要忘记这个是圣殿
And this is the temple.
你看见吗？正是往这个方向走。
And it is going this way.
所以你看见他们就出去，从这里出去，这样绕一圈。
So they go this way and turn around.
那么还有一队呢，从这样绕一圈。
And then there's another group that goes the reverse way and
然后就回到祭司的院里面。
And they come back to the court of priests.
然后他们最后说：“我们知道圣殿一切都平安。
”And they say, "Peace, all is at peace."
什么都，我一切都平安。
All is at peace.
那这个时候，那个。抽到签的那个人
and the one who drew the lot,
他就要开始进他的功用要在进职了
he will enter his priestly function.
那么不要忘记
Don't forget,
这个祭坛呢乃是这个女院上去以后
This altar is found after you go up the women's court.
当你从女院这里进来以后，女院这里进来以后
，when you come through the women's court.
假定这是女院的话
，if this is the women's court.
那么这个时候呢，这个有15个阶梯就上去了。
You have 15 steps to climb.
你一进去以后
，once you come in.
你看一个很大的祭坛。
You will see a huge altar.
那个祭坛有多大呢？
How great is this altar?
它的宽度就是我们这个讲堂的宽度。
The length of it is the length of this room here.
所以那个祭坛如果我没有错的话应该等于我们这个讲堂这么大。
So actually, if I'm not mistaken, that altar is the size of this room.
它的高有多高呢
How high is it?
是从这个讲台我们刚才其实特别量过从这个讲台这里一直到屋顶为止。
We asked somebody to measure it. It starts from this podium all the way to the ceiling.
所以弟兄姊妹现在你能够明白如果你真的到圣殿去主耶稣那个时候
So if you come to the temple at the Lord's time
这个圣殿是很高很大的
The temple is great and big
然后我们知道说这个烧灰的人这个把灰倒灰的人
The altar is big and great
当然要到祭坛那里去
But the one who dumps who actually places the ashes beside the altar has to go to the altar
在这个祭坛的南边有个斜坡的
and on the southern part of the altar there's a ramp
然后他可以从那里上到祭坛上面去
and they can go up to the altar through the ramp
然后他会发现晚上经过了一个晚上
and throughout the whole night
这个祭坛的火就慢慢就少得多了就没有像这个就像黄昏的时候那么旺了
so the fire on the altar is dimming not as big as it was before
结果他会发现有三堆的柴火
and then you'll notice three piles of wood
有一个最大的一堆
there's the biggest pile of wood
那就是燔祭放在上面
that is where the burnt offering is laid
所有的祭物都放在那个上面
all the sacrifices on
那是最大的一堆
that is the big pile of wood
然后再小一点的
and then you have a smaller pile of wood
那一堆也很重要
and that pile is very important
那一堆 堆是这个木材在那里要变成一些炭火。
So the pile of wood turns into coal.
然后祭司进到圣所去烧香的时候。
So when the priest entered the holy place to burn incense.
那个火是从祭坛点去的。
That fire is burnt, it comes, originates from the altar.
如果祭司要到圣殿烧香，他那火不是随便什么火都可以。
If the priest is to burn incense in the holy place, it is not, you, the fire cannot come from anywhere.
你记不记得拿达亚比户的故事？
Do you remember the story of Nadab and Abihu?
那个是亚伦的儿子。
They were the sons of Aaron.
大概他们喝醉酒了。
They probably were drunk.
结果他们到神面前烧香的献上的是燔火。
So before God, they offered up a strange fire.
这个燔火什么火呢？
What is the strange fire?
那个火不是从祭坛上来的。
That strange fire did not originate from the altar.
结果你看见神的审判就临到他们。
Then you saw God's judgment arrive.
结果有火从神的面前出来，就把他们活活的烧死。
So a fire came from God and burned them up.
所以弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
你千万不能够烧燔火，不能献燔火。
Do not offer up, never offer up a strange fire.
祭坛乃是基督十字架说的。
The altar speaks of the cross.
所有的火都是根据十字架。
All the fire comes from the cross.
所有从十字架以外的来源都是燔火。
Everything outside of the cross is a strange fire.
所以你看见吗？
So do you
see? 在那个祭坛上面有一堆，就是刚才我们所说的那个是为着烧香用的那个火。
So on the altar you have a pile that is used for the burning of incense.
还有一团小小的。
And then another small pile.
那个就是永远的火。
That is the perpetual fire.
因为圣经说祭坛上面的火是不能够举行。
Because God said the fire on the altar cannot go out.
弟兄姊妹，十字架是永远的十字架。
The cross is a cross forever.
十字架是 old rugged, 是个古老的十字架。
It is an old rugged cross.
有人说是老旧的十字架，这是错误的翻译。
Some people say it's just an old cross.
十字架老而不旧的。
It is old, but it is not.
它，那。
It is old, but it is not decrepit.
所以我们看见说十字架永远长新的。
We see that the cross is eternal.
十字架的火到今天仍旧在我们身上燃烧。
The fire of the cross continues to burn.
从第一个世纪烧起。
From the very beginning of the first century.
一直到今天，弟兄。
Until today.
那个火烧到一个地步。
The fire has burned to a point.
有的人到非洲去。
Some people go to Africa.
有的人像戴德现在到中国去。
Some have gone like Mudson Taylor to China.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这个火都是在祭坛上点出来的火。
This fire comes from the altar.
所以你看见这个就是祭坛上的情形。
And this is the condition of the altar.
但是呢，这个祭司如果要到祭坛上去把那个灰把它倒下来的话，
but if the priest were to go to the altar to put the ashes beside him,
他不能马上这样做的。
He cannot do it immediately.
因为所有的祭司在他们侍奉的时候，
because as all the priests are serving,
他们一定先要到洗濯盆那里。
They have to go first to the brazen laver.
那洗濯盆刚好是在这个圣所跟什么呢？跟这个祭坛的中间。
So the laver is actually situated between the altar and the holy place.
那么这个洗濯盆呢？洗濯盆呢是专门给亚伦和他的儿子们洗手洗脚用的。
So the laver is used to wash the hands and feet of the sons of Aaron.
如果他们要侍奉。
If they are to serve,
如果他们要摸祭坛摸圣殿，
if they want to touch the altar, touch the temple,
在那个以前，
before they can do that,
他们一定要用洗濯盆的水来洗的，
they have to cleanse themselves in the laver,
然后他们才能来侍奉，
then they can serve.
那个时候太阳还没出来，
that's before the sun rises.
那么你怎么进到洗濯盆去呢？
How do you go to the laver?
你看不见的，
you can't see it.
结果是祭坛的火照亮他的。
It is the fire on the altar that shines, so you can.
虽然天还没有亮，
even though the day has not broken yet,
但祭坛上有火可以照耀他，一早起来侍奉。
There's a fire on the altar to shine on it, so that they can serve.
那么这个时候他就进到洗濯盆附近去。
Now they enter by the vicinity of the laver.
但是不要忘记，
but don't forget,
所有的祭司都是配搭的。
All the priests are coupled together.
虽然一个人做这个事，
even though one person does,
其他人和他在一起的，
but others are together with them.
他们怎么做呢？
How do they do?
现在他们不是用手，
now they don't use their hands.
他们用耳朵，
they use their ears.
他们要听，
they have to listen.
到底这个祭司有没有到了洗濯盆那里？
Has this priest arrived at the laver?
但你看不见的。
Because you can't.
普通人不能随便，连祭司不能随便进去。
Priests just can't go in.
那你怎么听？怎么知道他到了那个地方呢？
How do you know that the priest has arrived at the laver?
等一等，你听见有个声音，那个声音你就知道说已经到了那里了。
You will know that by hearing a sound.
在主耶稣那个时候
at the time of our Lord,
我们知道就在这个洗濯盆的旁边
beside the laver,
有一个很大的滑轮
there's a big pulley,
是个木头做的滑轮
it is made out of wood,
这个滑轮呢可以把整个的洗濯盆呢就把它慢慢慢掉到井里面去
this pulley enables the laver to be descended down into a well,
所以昨天一个晚上这个洗濯盆就在井里面
so throughout the whole evening that laver is inside the well,
它下去的时候是空的
once it goes down it is empty,
现在是这个祭司
and it is this priest,
他把它用滑轮把它滑上来了
using a pulley it draws up the laver,
所以等到上来的时候
and once the laver is up,
你看见说是满满满满的
it is full,
结果他就洗那个手洗他的脚
Then he washes his hands and feet.
然后现在他可以靠近祭坛了。
Now he can draw nigh to the altar.
然后他就走到那个祭坛的上面。
He can walk up to the ramp of the altar.
那么这个时候他把那个灰因为去就是晚献晚祭的时候
and because of the evening sacrifice.
那么我们知道晚上晚祭的时候就是每天都应该做的件事。
Evening sacrifice is something that happens every evening.
你看见，那就是我燔祭。
And that is the burnt offering.
那一只羊摆在上面。
A lamb is placed.
现在经过了十个钟，太阳下去好多个钟头了。
And many hours after the sun has gone down.
慢慢的，你看见这个祭，这个羊就变成一堆的灰了。
This lamb turns into ashes.
然后他就把这个灰整理一下，就放在那个旁边。
And he arranges the ashes and puts it beside the altar.
那这个时候，其他的祭司们就配搭上来了。
And then all the other priests come and work.
然后呢，他们就把那个柴上的火再把它烧旺一点。
And then they increase the fire on the piles of wood.
为什么呢？
Why?
虽然晚祭过去，
even though the evening sacrifice has gone by,
但是没有多久晨祭要开始。
Slowly the morning sacrifice has to begin.
你看见了，燔祭不光是有晚祭，还有晨祭。
The burnt offering is not only an evening sacrifice, but also morning.
昨天晚上已经献过了。
Evening sacrifice already went by.
现在太阳又出来了。
The sun is about to rise.
你看要再一次的燔祭。
Again another burnt offering.
然后完了以后再一个晚祭。
And after that another evening sacrifice.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters, you see that?
你要把柴烧得更旺一点
so the fire has to be bigger.
所以你看天还没有亮这些事情已经做完了
so before daybreak these things are already done.
那弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
让我们记得
let us remember,
那个祭司
that priest,
他得着一个荣耀
he has a glory to him.
对他来讲
to him,
这是他一生中许多的梦里面的一个
this is one of his greatest dreams being fulfilled
当然就是一大早起来的时候
in the very early morning
他能到燔祭坛上面
he can come to the altar
他能把灰把它倒在旁边
he can lay and place the ashes
你说这有什么了不起呢
you will say what
我们每一个人都可以把灰这么倒过来这有什么意思
everybody can take the ashes and put it aside
让我们想想看
let us think about
this 弟兄姊妹什么叫做燔祭
What is a burnt offering?
在圣经里面
In the Bible,
所有的燔祭都是整个献上
All the burnt offerings are offered in its entirety
整头牛献上
The whole bullock
整只羊献上
The whole lamb
如果你贫穷的话
If you are poor
你也可以把斑鸠鸽子这样献上
You can give them a dove
我们不要忘记
A pigeon Brothers, just
讲到燔祭
When we think of burnt offering
我们知道他所预表的乃是十字架
What it typifies is the cross
你看见我们的主在十字架上
When our Lord was on the cross
他当然为我们献上赎罪祭为我们赎罪
Of course we had the sin offering for us
那这是很清楚的
It's very clear
这是为什么我们主钉在十字架上
That is why he was on the cross
但是不要忘记
But don't forget
如果在他为我们完成赎罪以前
Before the sin offering
要记得他先是把自己完全献上。
He gave of himself in his entirety first.
他说：“神啊，你给我一个身体。
”He said, "God, you have given me a body."
我来了，乃是要遵行你的旨意。
I have come to do your will.
现在我们的主把他的身体奉献在神的面前。
So our Lord had offered up his body.
所以整个十字架乃是那个祭坛。
So that whole cross is the altar.
我们的主愿意把他所有的毫无保留的、完全的自己献上。
Our Lord didn't keep any anything back and gave all of himself.
他就要父亲的笑容。
He just wants a smiley face of the Father.
不管有多少的艰苦。
No matter how difficult.
不管有多少的困难。
No matter how problematic.
弟兄姊妹，你就是钉在十字架上。
Even though you were nailed to the cross.
他也愿意。
He was willing.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
十字架是从燔祭开始。
The cross begins with the burnt offering.
如果我们主不愿意，我们就没有，就不可能有救恩。
If the Lord was not willing, then we don't have salvation.
这个宇宙因为神愿意。
The universe, and this universe is because the Lord was willing.
神的儿子也愿意。
And because the, his son was willing too.
他说我愿意。
He says, I am willing.
他把自己完全的献上。
He gave himself entirely up.
这叫做什么？
What does this mean?
这叫做燔祭。
This is called the burnt offering.
感谢主。
Thank you.
从那里开始。
From that time.
然后我们的主献上赎罪祭。
Our Lord offered up the sin offering.
他为我们完成了救赎的工作。
He completed the work of salvation.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brother.
这就是十字架的故事。
This is the story of the cross.
所以祭坛永远指着十字架来说的。
The altar always points to the cross.
这永远是这个开始的。
It always begins here.
我们讲过了。
We have already mentioned.
十字架的救赎。
The salvation on the cross.
不只停留在救赎上。
The redemption on the cross doesn't only stop at redemption.
你看见神乐意把这个十字架交通给我们。
God gladly gives us the fellowship of the cross.
所以感谢主弟兄姊妹。
So thank the Lord.
当你读圣经的时候。
When you read the Bible.
你不光读到有些圣经节讲的十字架的救赎。
Not only do you see the redemption of the cross mentioned.
你也看见有的圣经讲到十字架的交通。
But many verses mentioned on the fellowship of the cross.
感谢主。
Thank you.
因着主在十字架为我们所完成。
Because of what the Lord accomplished on the cross,
我们就受了感动。
We are touched.
你看，这是十字架的交通。
This is the fellowship of the cross.
因着这个交通，
and because of the fellowship,
既然我们的主没有留下一样好处不给我们，
our Lord did not keep anything back from us.
结果我们有一个感动。
So now we are touched.
我们的主啊，从今天开始，我愿意把自己完全奉献给你。
So we say from today on, we want to consecrate ourselves completely to you.
你的给是100%。
What you have given is 100%.
但愿我们也是把自己完全的奉献给你。
And may we also give ourselves unto you.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这就是我们的奉献。
This is our consecration.
因着十字架的交通。
Because of the fellowship of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见燔祭在我们身上变成我们的经历。
The burnt offering becomes our experience.
现在我们是祭司。
We are priests.
祭司一定要献上什么的？
The priest, he has to offer up a sacrifice.
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
现在根据保罗告诉我们，
What Paul tells us,
我们能把自己的身体献上当作活祭。
We can offer up our bodies as living sacrifice.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
这个就是我们的奉献。
This is our offering.
但是不要忘记，
But don't forget,
奉献是整个献上。
This sacrifice is holy.
那是昨天晚上，那是昨天晚上的。
It happened last evening.
当你看见一堆灰的时候，
when you see a pile of ashes,
你要知道在昨天黄昏以前，
you know that before dusk last night,
那个 animal, 那个寄生可能是一头牛，可能是一只羊。
That animal, whether a bullock or whether a lamb,
那头牛也许在田里面耕田。
And maybe that bullock was actually in the field.
对这个世界很有贡献。
It gave much to this world.
而且而且羊也有很多很多的贡献。
And the lamb contributes much to this world.
但是千错万错，它现在祭坛上面了。
But no matter what, it is now on the altar.
现在你看见吗？这只羊摆在祭坛上，这只牛摆在祭坛上。
Now the lamb and this bull is on the altar.
我们没有奉献以前。
Before we consecrate.
也许我们是一头牛。
Maybe we were a bullock.
我们在这个世界里面耕田。
We were in the fields.
我们对世界很有贡献。
And we contributed much to the
world.我们没有世界，世界不能没有我们。
If we don't have the world, but the world cannot live without us.
你如果要生活，你需要世界来供应你。
To live, we need the world to supply us.
所以你对世界有贡献。
So you want to supply to the world.
本来的牛，本来的羊。
This was a bull before. This was a lamb before.
但是到了昨天晚上献完祭的时候。
But in the evening sacrifice.
你看那头牛，那头羊就被放在祭坛上。
That bullock or that lamb is now on the altar.
而且现在是全部烧掉的。
And it is completely burnt.
换句话说，
In other words,
这个祭物是完全为着神的。
This sacrifice is completely for God.
平安祭我们已经说过的。
We already spoke on the peace offering.
你看见有一部分可以为着祭司的。
A portion of it is for the priest.
有一部分为着奉献这个献祭的人的。
A portion is for the offerer.
但是不要忘记，只有燔祭。
But only the burnt offering.
它是完完全全是为着神。
It's completely for God.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
当我们真的把身体献上当作活祭
，when we offer our lives as living sacrifice，
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and
sisters， 让我们记得
，let us remember，
当我们一摆在祭坛上的时候
，when we are placed on the altar，
对世界上来说
，for the world，
这个人已经完了。
So the world， this person is done。
对于我们来说
，to us，
这个世界也已经完了。
The world is also done.
不要忘记弟兄姊妹。
Don't forget, brothers and sisters.
所以我们能收那一堆的灰。
The reason we can gather those ashes.
你看，这是祭司最大的尊荣。
It is his most glorious function.
他们一大早就希望能去收那个灰。
He wants to be able to gather those ashes.
这个灰是从哪里来的
？Where do those ashes come from?
昨天晚上。
Last evening.
你看，你这里有一个祭物，把他自己献上。
There is an animal who was sacrificed up.
他愿意被完全烧成。
He is willing to be completely burned into ashes.
但是他烧成灰的时候
，And when he is burnt into ashes,
你看见那个香气就达到神的面前。
The aroma arrives to God.
对于这个世界来讲
，To this world,
这个完全是个浪费。你看见
，This is such a waste.
这头牛本来对世界很有贡献的
，This bull had so much contribution to the world.
现在变成灰了
，Now it is ashes.
他们看不见
，They don't see.
他们不知道在晚上的时候
，They don't see that in the evening.
在别人睡觉的时候
，Everybody was sleeping.
你看见那个馨香的气居然达到神的面前
，This sweet aroma is coming to God.
神一闻到那个馨香的气
，And when God smells that aroma,
神就满足了
，God is satisfied.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
有什么东西能满足神的心
？What can satisfy God's heart？
在这里你看见这一幅图画吗
？You see the picture here？
在人来看是浪费
，For man it's waste。
在人来看是完全糟蹋了
，For man it's a complete waste。
你看看，本来这个头牛很有用的
，Before this bullock was very useful。
这只羊很有用的
，This lamb was very useful。
现在变成一团灰了
，Now it is but ashes。
不光如此
，Not only that。
你看见的时候是经过一个晚上
，And after a whole evening。
那是个很寒冷的晚上
，A very cold and bitter evening。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你看见说，当我们把自己摆在祭坛上的时候
，When we place ourselves on the altar，
我们所经过的常常是一个晚上。
What we go through many times is an evening。
我们不要忘记
，Don't forget。
许多时候我们不明白为什么这是晚上。
Many times you don't understand why we go through the evening。
要问说你为什么把自己奉献给主
？You want to ask, did you consecrate yourself to the Lord？
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因着我们把自己完全献上
，because we offer ourselves completely up to Him.
这就是我们的奉献来说的。
It shows, it points to our consecration.
很有意思。
It's very interesting.
这个献燔祭的时候
，when the offering of the burnt offering,
有的 stomach, 有的内脏要拿掉。
A lot of the innards have to be taken out.
还有很重要一个东西要拿掉。
Something very important has to be taken out.
就是那个祭牲那个大腿的筋要拿掉的。
The sinew of the thigh has to be taken out.
你知道为什么吗
？Do you know why?
你记得雅各的故事吗
？Do you remember the story of Jacob?
雅各和神摔跤啊。
When Jacob and God were wrestling,
他怎么样都打不倒他。
They couldn't. He could not be turned put down.
结果他全身力量最大的地方，他的大腿。
So the place where he has the most strength is in his thigh.
结果神就摸他一把。
So God touched him.
结果他这个腿就瘸掉了。
And he was crippled.